Okay, today we've got a little bit of a more modern Goosebumps book. Give yourself Goosebumps number 16, Secret Agent Grandma. I had to pick a Give Yourself Goosebumps title, and I picked Secret Agent Grandma. I did read the artist for that series, which is different from the normal Goosebumps series. Doesn't really like the cover he made for that particular book, and he said it was because the subject matter, you know, didn't strike him as very interesting. Which, you know, in fairness to him, Secret Agent Grandma's not exactly. It's perfect for this specific thing that I'm doing and doesn't seem like, you know, the most compelling plot. So it was only a matter of time until Goosebumps went the choose your own adventure route, right? Why not combine the books kids ostensibly love, Choose Your Own Adventure, with the books kids actually love, Goosebumps? Sure to have an amazing outcome. I say kids ostensibly love Choose Your Own Adventure books because it's been my experience that these books are extremely unfair and obtuse. You make a decision like whether or not to grab a jacket before you leave the house, it'll be the first decision you make in the book, and it'll result in you being totally unable to get a good ending. And it's a totally arbitrary decision. The books don't give you clues, like telling you that you died because your jacket got caught on something and the ant people caught you. At least if that happened, you'd know to leave your jacket behind next time. No, it just sends you down a path of causality or whatever, and that means you're doomed to a slow march to the grave. That's the big improvement I would make to those books. At least give me a clue as to where things went wrong. That way I could have a chance of getting to the end without just checking every possible path. The plot of Secret Agent Grandma is a little difficult to nail down because it varies wildly depending on the choices you make. But basically, it seems that most of the common endings have something to do with your grandma being an alien, possibly laying a bunch of alien eggs somewhere. I guess alien grandmas don't go through menopause. Or maybe it's not really your grandma and your grandma's corpse is somewhere. I picked a story path that has been labeled Side Story C, in which my grandma is on the train where she's supposed to be, tells me a secret, she's a secret agent, and she gives me a disc that has like video games on it, and I go home and put it in and start playing the games and then get busted by the men in black or something. Now, the saints at the Goosebumps Wiki have actually gone through the book, laid out the paths to the different endings, and written out 23 possibilities. Shall we? We'll start with bad endings. While you're waiting at the train station, the ground begins shaking and you run away. But you don't look where you're running and you run into a garbage truck and land in the smelly trash. And that's the end. You know what I mean? It's like, that's the end. It's like, well, you know, I had a little mishap that would probably be funny on Fail Army, but I'm not like dead. You, Sophie, and Andrew go to Andrew's house to tell his parents about the alien invasion, but Sophie, Andrew, and his parents are the same type of aliens your grandmother is. Andrew fishes a baby alien out of his pocket, places it on you, and tells it to eat you. It starts to munch on your ear. See, that's better. That's an ending. And you're like, oh, fuck. Turns out everyone's an alien but me. But see, doesn't that seem like an ending where it's like, well, there were no choices I could make? Another thing that bothers me about Choose Your Own Adventure, as like a comic book reader and continuity guy, it's like, well, if you make these bad choices, everyone is an alien. But if you make these good choices, not everyone is an alien. So it's like the fabric of the reality changes. It's not just a matter of like you navigated. It's like you're navigating a maze, but the walls are moving all the time. You and Andrew and Sophie are snooping in your grandmother's bedroom. Not a good activity choice, guys. And have found evidence that she is an alien. When you hear her coming, you hide under the bed, but she knows you're there. She turns into her alien form and spits acid all over you and your friends, and you melt away from the acid. Now that's an ending. Also, you know, gives you the lesson. Don't snoop under grandma's bed. You're not going to like what you find. You'll probably wish that she would melt your eyes with acid. Sophie, Andrew, and you ditch Special Agent Bendre and decide to board a train to find the conductor, only to discover that the passengers turn out to be ghosts. It's implied that you and your friends end up riding the ghost train for all eternity. That would suck. Be like, I couldn't have been on a ghost luxury train. Like, if I'd known I was going to be on ghost train, would have bought the sleeper cabin ticket. You know what I mean? Just as you, Andrew, and Sophie are about to blast spider-like aliens with water guns, one of them tells you that your grandma was keeping them captive and that they are eternally grateful to you for freeing them. Special Agent Bendry tells you that they took the alien granny into custody and dashes off before you can even speak to him. You wonder what to do about the alien creatures. That doesn't seem like such a bad ending. It's like you freed alien creatures from, you know, your evil grandma. I mean, I guess it sucks that your grandma sucks, but man, we all have different grandmas. It was a different time. During the meteor shower, Special Agent Bendry suddenly transforms in front of you, Sophie, and Andrew. It turns out that he was an alien being who investigated humans. Three more aliens just like Bendry drag you and your friends inside the train car. Presumably, you end up dead. Presumably. I mean, it's not as specific as being melted into a puddle by acid, but, you know, presumably. Your grandmother ostensibly defeats the aliens and is interviewed for the news. But then Grandma transforms into an alien. She informs you that she staged the fight and you're also an alien. See, that also seems like medium bad. It's like, well, you've been an alien the whole time. You just didn't know. And now you know. I don't know. You wake up to find that your parents are home and your mother has made scrambled eggs for breakfast. When you've eaten, you realize too late that the eggs were alien eggs, which you put in the fridge earlier, implying everyone will die or turn into aliens. I don't know if that's how that works, but okay. Why the fuck would you do that? Why would you get eggs and be like, these are alien eggs. Where should I put them? I don't know, the fridge? Come on, man. What are you thinking? You decide to destroy the alien eggs by squishing them. There you go. But your foot hits a landmine, which explodes, killing you. Sophie and Andrew in destroying the garden. Oh, which explodes, killing you, Sophie, and Andrew, and destroying the garden. Damn it. It turns out that your grandmother planted landmines in the garden for protection. That's incredibly stupid, but so far I think that's my favorite ending. You know, your crazy, demented grandma planted landmines in her garden to protect her against something. And it's like, okay, you know what? I'm okay with this. Deciding to introduce Andrew and Sophie to your grandma, you come across odd-looking roses in the flower garden. One of them wraps tendrils around you and your friends and then spits red goo on you, mutating you into a living rose. I mean, sure, I'll give this book some credit, like at least these endings aren't all basically the same. There are some weird ones. You and your grandma go home in a taxi, but you and the driver both become suspicious of grandma's luggage. You open up her suitcase and a mutant alien rosebush bursts out. One of the roses gobbles up the cab driver, and then your grandmother says that it's allowed to have you as dessert. Oh, I was hoping this was going to be like grandma unwittingly got the wrong suitcase. I don't know. They all look the same. You and your grandmother decide to see who is on the other side of a bathroom door, but a boy rushes into the bathroom and knocks you both to the floor. What's worse, the device Grandma was holding lands in the toilet. It's not explained how this is an ending. Okay. Yeah, how is that an ending? It's just that's the end. A thing fell in the toilet. I mean, like, I dropped the phone in the toilet. That would be like if, yeah, my autobiography was just like, And then one time I dropped my phone in the toilet, you know, and that's the entire last chapter. And it just says the end. Having obtained a secret floppy disk, you decide to insert. That would be a weird ending to an autobiography. You know what I mean? I just do that because I'm like, eh, fuck it. I'm going to make a reference to a choose your own adventure Goosebumps that nobody is going to get. Nobody. Having obtained a secret floppy disk, you decide to insert it into your computer. You discover that it contains all the video games from next year and decide to play them before anyone else. However, you become so wrapped up in the games that you don't notice the thugs in overcoats who have broken in until it's too late. That's the ending I got. Which I was like, well, yeah, I guess I might do something stupid like that. You know what I mean? It's not out of character. It's just not that interesting. You have a choice to pick one of two grandmas to see which is the real one. You pick the wrong grandma, and when you get off the train with her, she reveals she's an alien. Well, I guess my real grandma's probably quite confused. You decide to jump off the train to escape the alien creatures, but in that moment, you end up going off a bridge, falling all the way to the bottom of a deep chasm. You realize too late that you were never in danger and all the aliens were just people in costumes. I don't understand how you figure that out as you're plummeting to your death in a chasm, but okay. That's fine. You, Chuck, and Ginny attend an alien meeting, sure, but it turns out to be a convention about voting on galaxy parking rules, real estate taxes, and planetary trade pacts. You end up getting bored to sleep, and an alien security guard throws you out since your snoring was disturbing the guest speaker. That seems like a not bad ending. It's bad in terms of you discover there are aliens and you're like, God, they're just as boring as we are. But it feels very Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, so I have an affinity here. You turn down the special assignment to save Earth from aliens. No thanks. But you get scolded at for being a wimp, and the book ends there since you're not brave enough to take any risks. You know what? I'm not going to take any risks, and the book is like, you pansy. You jump onto the train, but get caught by a guard. You try to explain that you're looking for your grandmother and you saw her aboard the train. He doesn't believe you and throws you off the train. The grandma on the platform, apparently the real one, is so angry that you jumped onto a moving train that she grounds you for a month. I mean, again, not a terrible ending. You know what I mean? It's like, well, you got grounded for a month reasonably because you jumped onto a moving train versus you were melted into acid. When the train with the other grandmother passed you, you saw a message written on the window in lipstick. E-M-P-L-E-H. Help me, backwards. You don't know what this means, but when you get home with grandma, you realize it was help me, backwards. You try to tell grandma that someone on the train needs help, but she zaps you with a mind control ray and forces you to take her to your mother's rose garden. She unearths alien eggs, which all hatch out, ready to take over the world. You're apparently eaten by one of the newborn aliens. Okay, let's do the good endings. After noticing that some of the baby aliens were destroyed by a radio, you, Andrew, and Sophie grab a bunch of music-making devices, killing off a number of the alien spawn. When the alien grandma shows up and the devices get smashed, it looks like the three of you are doomed until you realize it was the music that did them in. You and your friends start singing the Happy Birthday song, thus finishing off the alien granny and the remaining alien spawn. Afterwards, you think that the three of you should form a singing group because of your great rendition of Happy Birthday song. You know what? We should be a Backstreet Boy or something. You know, it'd be a funny ending like this is like you can't agree on the song because you're like Backstreet. No, NSYNC. And then the one maniac friend is like 98 degrees. You have a choice to pick one of the two grandmas to see which is the real one. You pick the right grandma, and it's revealed she's a secret agent involved in a project to do with human cloning. You end up getting spoiled by five grandmas back at your house. All right. I mean, okay. Five times the, you know, the spoiling of a nice grandma. Alien invaders take you home, but accidentally destroy your mother's rose garden. They dig up the garden, take the alien eggs that grandma planted there, and give you a packet of seedlings to replace your mother's flowers that were destroyed. You plant the seedlings, and they quickly sprout into giant, beautiful alien roses. That seems like the beginning of a bad ending, doesn't it? Like, and then the invasive species took over the world. After deciding to pretend to be an alien to the alien thugs, your fingertips suddenly shoot sparks that short-circuit the force field around your grandmother. It's revealed that you and your grandma really are aliens. Together you make the world yours, put Ginny and Chuck in charge of their own solar systems, and make the thugs your galactic chauffeurs. It's kind of a evil heel turn, but, you know, not a bad ending for you personally, I guess. Okay, those are the endings. Let's play a little game. That was 23 endings. How many, were you keeping track of how many are good endings? It was 4. Fucking 4. I mean, come on, that's worse than 1 in 5 chance of making it to a good ending. Can't we get like a 50-50 or something like that? And also, I looked at a chart of this book, and you can blow it on the first decision you make. Like, how is that anywhere near fair? There are so many dead-end paths, it's unreal. On one hand, I always thought writing choose-your-own-adventure books would be kind of easy, because the narrative and writing really don't have to be all that tight. It doesn't have to make a ton of sense. You don't really have to develop characters and stuff. On the other hand, it would be a pain in the ass because I'd be writing a dead-end path that I know is going nowhere, and I'd be thinking, like, why am I doing this? Like, what's the point existentially of writing a dead-end path in a book like this that's just going to make people unhappy? By the by, if you want a good version of a choose-your-own-adventure book, I recommend a book called 2120 by a guy named George Y. LaSalle. It's kind of like Choose Your Own Adventure, but it's a graphic novel, and you play as an IT guy sent to a nondescript strip mall office to fix a technical problem. It quickly devolves into light horror, that sort of liminal space backroom stuff, but what I really like about it is that you don't run into a bunch of bad paths that kill you. You're actually encouraged to explore, which should be the point of this stuff, and you have to do things like find clues which then lead you into new areas or let you unlock doors or what have you. It's super fun, and it's like the much better version of the whole choose your own adventure thing.
Goosebumps. Read or beware. You're in for a scare.